I know you missed us.
Oh, yeah. I missed recording.
Me too.
Okay. Well, we are recording tonight and we couldn't be happier. And I mean, other than the fact that we are so excited to be here, should we hop right in?
I think we should hop right in.
Okay. So as usual, we're going to start off with our good vibes and our bad vibes. So I guess I'll start this week.
Start it off, Caroline.
So today we are technically at the end of our first semester and we are just finishing up our classes, which means finals week is next week.
LDoc, baby.
What does that mean?
Last day of classes.
Okay, well. Yeah, so finals week is next week and obviously that comes with its own stressors, but I think the fact that we had a lot of projects and stuff to do, like I didn't really have that much to do this week. It's mostly just me being anxious for my Comm 100 final on Monday. But yeah, other than that, I think that's been my bad vibe is constantly cramming. Not even cramming, just like trying to get organized. It's a pretty broad test that we have to take. I'd say that's my bad vibe. Also, I feel like I'm getting sick, which is
fun.
Not the worst thing ever because I'm going home, but also could be better. I also learned in my psych class, this is interesting, that we are learning about stressors and all this stuff. And when you're more stressed, your body's immune system literally weakens and you're more likely to get sick, which is why during finals and during midterms and during the beginning of classes when you're so stressed and you get sick, it's literally because of your stress levels. So I think that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting. And no wonder I'm sick all the time.
Well, I was thinking about that during class. And I was like, oh, Lily. Okay, do you want to give us your bad vibe?
So my bad vibe of the week, let's see. I feel like I have a few this week, to be honest with you. Again, yes, comm finals, definitely a big stressor. I had to move out this week, so that was kind of a little bit of a nuisance. Obviously, it's better that I moved out, but it's definitely a little bit of a menace. I also had a speech and a presentation on Monday after Thanksgiving break, so that was a little bit of a struggle as well. So, you know, all in all, just typical academic kind of stress that hopefully will be alleviated after Monday.
And then let's go into our
good vibes. We love the good vibes.
Happy note. I'm really excited to go home. I know I was just there. I was only really there for 24 hours since we spent Thanksgiving in Florida, which was the best time. But I'm really excited to go home. I'm just excited to kind of end off this semester. It was so much fun. I've learned a lot and I've definitely been challenged more than I ever thought I would be. But it's, I think, nice to kind of start a new chapter when we get back. And I'm really excited for my classes next semester.
Me too. I'm really looking forward to our media writing class.
Oh, that'll be fun. I really don't want to take stats, but we all have to do that at one point.
I believe in you. If I can do it, you can too. This is coming from, like, notorious bad at math girl.
That's me all the time. Okay, well, what's your bad vibe? I mean, your good vibe,
My good vibe of the week. I'm really looking forward to going home, too. I'm going to Chicago for a few days with my family, which is going to be really fun. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. I love flying. I love Chicago. And I love Christmas. So all of these things combined are why I'm so excited. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. And that's, like, what's getting me through this week. Another good vibe, I think, of this week is that they're playing Elf in Turner Theater on Saturday night, and I think that's going to be, like, my study break of the evening.
Elf.
Great movie.
Even since okay, the funniest part about Elf is that, yes, I am Jewish, but at camp, we only have a certain amount of movies that they give the campers to watch, and Elf is one of them. And I think we were going on we might have been going to Canada. I don't know. We just take a lot of bus trips, and I think they only give us about 4 movies for, like, all these different kids on buses, so one of ours was, oh, I'm sorry, actually, it was going up to camp or going back to camp, and they give you, each bus, like, 2 movies, and one of them every single year was always Elf, so I think I've seen Elf maybe 25 times, which is hilarious, because I don't even celebrate Christmas, but what is so good about Elf? I think it's a good movie. I couldn't say I'm obsessed, but what do you think? What's your...
In my personal opinion, I think it's absolutely hilarious. I think it's a great movie, but that's also because I grew up watching it and thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I really am a big Will Ferrell fan, so
he's,
I think,
hilarious.
It's great. It's just a funny movie, and it's good for, like, old ages and young ages because everyone thinks it's cute as a child, and then when you get older, it's hilarious. So,
well,
you know, a very quotable movie as well.
It's hilarious. Okay, so now that we've gone over our good vibes and bad vibes, let's hop right into this week's
hop right on in
news and what's going on recently. So We kind of started talking about this the other day, and it was the college admissions scandal. And yes. I don't know if we've ever touched or we've talked about it on the podcast here. But the whole reason why this came up again is because Olivia Jade, which for people who don't know who she is, she, I guess, was a very famous YouTuber. Her mom is Lori Loughlin
from Full House.
Full House, of course. And she was one of the girls who, I don't even know if people are still putting a blame on her. I always do, just because I know for a fact that she definitely knew what was going
on.
But yeah, she was one of the girls who got into USC, and because she faked that she was on the rowing team at her school, and she also faked her grades and SAT scores, and her mom is looking at some serious fines and or jail time. But the point is that Olivia Jade is, quote, back on YouTube with her 2-minute video. And it kind of just explains, everyone, of course, is wanting to know what the heck is going on with her mom and how she feels and if they're still talking and stuff like that. But Olivia refused to talk about it in her video. She basically just said that she's not allowed to because of legal reasons.
I mean, I understand probably she, I mean, I can see why she wouldn't be allowed to talk about it. But also, like, don't make a video coming back to YouTube when the reason you left is because of it if you're not going to talk about it. I think... did she apologize? I mean,
I don't think so.
She hasn't. I remember seeing stuff of her like blaming her mom a lot, even though she was very much aware of the situation. It's just disturbing to me because I also watched a video when that all went down of one of her former classmates posted a YouTube video talking about actually how challenging their high school was and how she barely had time taking like normal classes or average classes to do much of anything. And she knew there was no way Olivia Jade could vlog and do all these different, like, go to New York every weekend to see her boyfriend and go to Malibu to, like, vlog. It was not possible for her to juggle schoolwork with that, no matter how easy her classes were. And I just thought that was interesting because it was really, like, pretty good proof of just how kind of screwed up the situation was. It was really frustrating, especially because that's when we were, like, getting into colleges and
the
stuff
worst.
Like that. So it was so annoying just to see all these people who barely worked. I mean, some CEO's daughter just got bankrolled into Georgetown. Super
Perfect.
Frustrating.
I mean, of course, that still happens now, and a lot of people get into the schools that they go to just because of their parents' money and the ability for them to donate buildings and very large sums of money. But I think the worst part was the fact that when this was actually going on, it was directly during our admissions process, so everyone was even more fired up than, I guess, we were at that point. But my friend Lizzie was at that point getting recruited for collegiate sailing, and I remember her saying that, I can't remember all the details, but someone that she knew was at USC or maybe at one of the other schools, that there was this scandal and the coach literally, like, got fired because they saw that this happened. And then, like, what happens to the kids that just got recruited by that coach? Like, are they still going to get in? Like, obviously they were recruited on their real stats and the fact that they actually did sail and they actually did play these sports. But I remember she was so pissed because other people obviously got in that weren't on the team. Like, the whole thing is so strange.
I just, it's so frustrating. It's so typical. So much greed. I just, the amount of money that those schools have to begin with, that they're still
disgusting.
Taking these sums of money. And I mean, it's the whole thing, I mean, with the celebrities' kids. I'm sure they love to have Lori Loughlin's daughter come to their school. It's great publicity. And yes, it's just interesting to me too, I think, because now you can look at it in the past and, like, I mean, I think personally, like Jared Kushner, like people like that, just like last names get into schools because of it. I mean, there's just, to me, I don't think there's any way that certain people could go to certain schools.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not possible for, like, all of one actor's kids to be smart enough to get into an Ivy League. It's just not, like, it's just not,
it's not
possible.
Also, I remember when this all came out, my dad, we all kind of got obsessed with it just because I thought it was so outrageous. And like I said, we were part of the admissions process at that point. And he literally printed out, I think it was like, I don't want to over-exaggerate like I tend to do, but maybe like 300 pages, 350 pages. I'm really not good with numbers. But he printed out the entire like manuscript or transcript that was the conversation between like emails from this, quote, admissions counselor, who was basically just the person who would get these kids in for large sums of money, and then these parents. And they kind of blocked out the parents' names at one point, but not only was it like Lori Loughlin and what's the other
Felicity Huffman. That one hurt me because I love her husband.
Oh my god,
William H. Macy.
I love Shameless. But it wasn't just these like whatever huge celebrities' kids. It was also people from like towns near me, Greenwich, Connecticut, who with huge sums of money, and they were doing the exact same thing.
It's just disgusting to me. I mean, I'm sorry. I understand that in this day and age, like, everyone wants to go to the top college. Everything's competitive. The workplace, it's all competitive. But if you are paying to get your child into a college, don't you think that they're probably not going to really be able to survive in the real mm-hmm. world if they're not even able to get on into a college on their own?
How,
like, how are they going to get a job?
Like, USC, there's no way that's easy.
Yeah, no, it's not. And Georgetown?
Oh, my God.
Like, Yale? No, it's so stupid.
My question is, okay, you see it from the parents' perspective, and it's like, oh, I just want to get my kid into the grade school, and it's like, okay, whatever. And then you look at the kids' perspective, and these kids who are, quote, saying that they didn't know what happened, which they 100% knew it was going on, at least most of them, I think.
Yeah, I definitely, Lori Loughlin's children.
Yeah. What, like, are your morals just screwed up? I don't understand. Are your friends talking to you about where they're going to college or where they want to go? They're applying, and you're just thinking in your head, you're like, oh, like, I already got in. Like, I'm already on, like, right. I'm getting in.
Well, one of the ones that actually made me kind of sad was, so Felicity Huffman was paying for an SAT, like, test advisor, or whoever watches, like, the proctor.
Right, right, right.
To change her answers after the fact. Mm-hmm. And I don't think her daughter was aware of it. And so imagine just, like, knowing your parent thinks that low, like, of your intelligence, that they'd be willing to pay somebody, like, 14 grand or how, I have no idea how much money it was. I don't think it was as much as Lori Loughlin. To change your scores to get into, mm-hmm. I mean, I would just feel like terrible about myself. Like, that's such like a, it's a killer.
I think
gets you in the heart.
I think it also totally depended on how much money you gave to this guy to do it, because I read, as part of these transcripts, I swear, we were reading, my friend Sarah and I were reading them on our way back from the city on the train, and I could not look away. And there was one thing in the transcript that said that this boy, I think he lived somewhere in the Northeast, his parents obviously had a lot of money. And they were, you know, trying to figure out the logistics of where he would take the test and how he would take it. And he literally, Lily, he took it in a hotel room. They flew him out to, like,
shocked.
L.A. or California, like, took it in a hotel room, like, left it there. And then I'm thinking to myself, are these kids going to say that they were negligent? Like, they're going to say, oh, I didn't know that that was wrong. What kind of accommodations do you think they would have to not even take it in a school?
Oh, my God. I honestly could see some of those kids being so sheltered and dumb that they'd be like, of course I get to take it in a hotel room.
Right.
My father is da-da-da-da-da.
Safety reasons.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
No, so.
Get off your high horse.
I can't. Yeah, that's interesting. Olivia Jade, ugh. I mean, she annoyed me to begin with
because
she's a little
her.
Pretentious as it is. My favorite is, like, anytime she'd do, like, a house tour or, like, a closet tour. Just a disclaimer, I'm not trying to brag at all in any way, shape, or form. And then, like, goes into her whole house, like, just this mansion, mm-hmm. like, in wherever, Los Angeles. I'm like, oh.
I remember when she recorded, like, her car accident. Do you remember seeing that?
She was vlogging.
Oh, my God. And I was like, no wonder you freaking got in a car accident. You can't vlog and drive.
No, she vlogs and drives.
A lot of people
do that. Why do I watch her? Why did I watch her?
How crazy. She's been gone for 8 months. And one of the weirdest parts about her is, like, yeah, I guess she is an influencer. But the fact that her parents already have so much money that she doesn't need to be an influencer.
Nope.
So the whole point of being an influencer or whatever is having influence on other people. Except what teenagers are like, oh, like, I want to get all the stuff she has. Like, no one can afford it. Like,
no.
It is so expensive.
Well, beyond that, it's like the reason, like, she became an influencer, but she's not even like a role model. Like, what is she? What kind of role model? She cheated her way into college. All she did, I mean, even when she went to college, she said, I don't want to. I just want to party.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I mean, I'm being very critical of this girl, but I truly don't find, like, any redeemable qualities.
She'll be perfectly fine. I honestly feel bad.
Oh, she'll be fine.
I know it sounds so bad, but, like, I freaking love Full House. Like, Full House in my life.
Yeah.
I loved Aunt Becky. And the fact that she would do that, come on.
Yeah, I feel bad for myself because it ruined my freaking childhood. Thank you.
Well,
That's just the way the cookie crumbles. I hope John Stamos unfriended her on Facebook or something.
That's such a good question. What do you think that their response was? Do you think they were like, oh, no big deal?
I bet they weren't really in touch, honestly. I bet it's all for, like, PR. I bet they don't. They're adults. They probably didn't really care that much, you know?
That's so sad. No, but Olivia Jade used to do videos with her mom and John Stamos.
Oh, wait. That is true.
There's no way they're not friends. They spent so much time together.
I'm sure they would have done the same. He would have done the same.
So our next story is less of a story, but Lily is a little obsessed. She's been obsessed for a couple weeks now, is Baby Yoda.
Oh, my God.
So today during calm, I think we started talking about it, and I was making fun of the show name when we were eating breakfast.
Mandalorian.
Later. Literally, everyone just, what is it?
Mandalorian.
And every single time someone says that, I just, and isn't it, like, that's,
she just hears mumbling.
I just hear mumbling. So every time someone's like, I love it, I'm like, I don't know what you're
Mandalorian.
Saying.
Mandalorian.
And can you explain what Baby Yoda is? Because okay. He's 50 years old and I don't get that.
Let me just explain to this one to you guys. Baby Yoda is the same species as old person Yoda or old whatever Yoda.
Old man Yoda.
So they have a new show on Disney Plus that just came out, which is a big hoot. I love Disney Plus. But it's called Mandalorian, and it's supposed to be more of like a westernized or some sort of version of Star Wars, I believe. I'm not like 100% sure. I haven't watched it, as I said, but they have a little creature in the show that is supposed to be like a baby Yoda. It's actually 50 years old. It's the most precious thing ever. Like, I hope if you're listening to this, like, please look it up. It's so freaking cute. I'm obsessed with all the Twitter memes. There's so many of them. I'm a big fan. It's very cute. I would like to have one for myself.
You want a little baby Yoda? We can get you a little stuffed animal.
Please do.
That was also a story, more of just a little insert, because that's what's been going on every single time. Lily's like, oh my god, look at this baby Yoda meme.
No, I seriously have a problem. Like, I talk about it and it's too much.
I think it's hilarious. Okay. Thank you. So, as of last night, I cannot figure out if I just had genuinely good timing or all of a sudden Spotify just released this, but Spotify Wrapped came out this morning, I think. I looked it up last night. Mm-hmm. And I'm obsessed. Can we just go through what they were? And not only, okay, so should I explain what Spotify Wrapped is? So basically, Spotify Wrapped is Spotify kind of accumulating all the music that you've listened to in your past year. So they do a really good job of tracking exactly how many songs you listen to, how many hours, how many minutes, what genre you listen to the most, and the artists you listen to. And I think they started doing this in about, like, for a long, like at least 2016, maybe 2015 earlier. And since we are, quote, at the end of the decade, which is everyone's favorite thing to say here at Elon, is that the decade is ending. What you listen to based off of the different seasons, the artists you listen to the most, literally the years, the amount of years that I've spent on Spotify and the amount of minutes per year of music they listen to. And it's just, they're kind of, is it even advertising? It's not even advertising.
I don't think it is. I think they're just, Spotify, I love Spotify. This is why I'm a huge Spotify girl, not
my
Apple
favorite.
Music.
It's
they.
My favorite.
Send you, like, personalized playlists every week, every day. They have daily mixes. But the Spotify Wrapped was funny because it did all the decade. And so my, like, number one artist of 2015 was Hannah Montana.
Are you kidding?
Which...
wait, let me check what mine
was. It's pretty self-explanatory. And then I had Drake for 3 years in a row, which is kind of embarrassing.
This is kind of funny. In 2015, my top song was Cheerleader, which makes a lot of sense. Because that's when we were freshmen in high school and my parents love that song. And my top artist is Gavin DeGraw, which is even funnier.
Oh, I love him.
I think that must have been when I was watching Wintry Hill, because that makes
sense.
Great
show.
But it's even funnier because I just saw him in concert and he was amazing. Okay, let's go through all them. When did you get your Spotify? I got mine in 2014.
I got mine in 2015, I believe, or at least I got premium in 2015.
The amount of hours and minutes I spent on Spotify. Okay, so we started with 2015. 2016, not surprisingly, top song was from Hamilton, and my top artist was Hamilton because... I was obviously obsessed. I was sophomore year of high school. What about you? Do you have yours?
I'm trying to. It's coming up.
Oh, sorry.
I actually got it in 20. I've been premium since 2016. We have been together since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But my number one song in 2015 was a Kanye song, top artist Hannah Montana. Let's see, 2016, that's freshman year.
No, yeah.
2016 was freshman year.
Yeah, January.
Wow. I had this is so embarrassing. The song One Dance by Drake. That I'm cringing so hard.
I like that song.
I don't really anymore.
Okay. 2017, mine was Waving Through a Window with my top artist, Ben
Platt. I love that song.
You'll
my
laugh.
Top artist was again Drake, but my top song was The Night We Met. That's so sad. I must have been I was going through something and really listened to that song constantly.
Okay, 2018, which was junior year going into senior year, top song was Come Alive and top artist was Hugh Jackman, which is also not surprising.
I want to make fun of you right
because
now.
Because The Greatest Showman came out that year.
I love The Greatest Showman, but mine is still Tequila by Dan and Shay.
Best.
Great song. And then my top artist was, again, Drake. I mean, what?
You love Drake. I love, it's so funny.
Confused.
I'm down like the show tunes path and you're, you know, Drake vibes.
I'm just not.
Okay, and then 2019.
Oh,
which
drum
is
roll.
This year. Top song, The Wizard and I Live.
Stop.
Which was by Ariana Grande, and they did like a Wicked 15th anniversary. I think that must have been last January or last February. I was literally obsessed. My friends and I were obsessed with that song. And then top artist, not surprisingly, Ben Platt. But to
love
be fair
Ben
with
Platt.
Ben Platt.
He has his own album.
And literally every single song except for maybe one or two I'm obsessed with and I still listen to this day all the time. It's on every single one of my playlists. So Ben Platt was my 2019 favorite.
My 2019 song was Nights Like This by Kalani. You know, it's a vibe. And then my top artist was Khalid, which doesn't really surprise me because I listened to his EP a lot, but I didn't really listen to his album that much.
Do you know who your artist of the decade was?
Yeah, it was Drake.
Are you kidding? Mine was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, my God.
Again, not surprising.
I love this distinction. This is like a two types of girls discussion.
I feel like there are more girls. Okay, and then I spent...
Songs of the decade?
Sure. I spent literally 27 hours listening to Ben Platt.
Wow.
That's more than a day. More than a day. Okay, I'm also genre fluid. Genre fluid.
Yeah, me too.
Genre fluid, which means I refuse to let one song define me, so I got some rock, some show tunes, but primarily pop. Do you have the Seasons thing?
Yeah, I do.
I think that one was the coolest.
I thought that was really cool,
too. It makes so much sense. Okay, do you want to go through yours?
My Seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go through my Seasons, actually.
It's so cool.
The Seasons one's really cool. Guys, get Spotify. This is a Spotify plug.
So worth it.
So in the winter, I was listening to Nights Like This. Big shocker. That's all I listened to last winter and this winter. Khalid, and then Trippy Red. I listened to Trippy Red a lot last winter.
My winter, that's when I was in journalism class, so I had to listen to a bunch of podcasts. So I have a podcast, Vox. I have Tequila, which is Dan and Shay, Zach Brown Band, not surprising. And then I have a lot of Queen, which means, did Bohemian Rhapsody come out in the winter?
It came out in December, yeah.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. What was your...
Let's see.
Spring? Yeah.
Yeah, spring. Okay, I have Khalid. Oh my God, great song. I have Sundress by ASAP Rocky. It's like one of my favorite songs ever.
I don't think I know that song.
It's so good. And then Summer Hits. So I listened to like all my summer playlists from the year before.
That's hilarious. You're getting ready for summer.
I really was.
Okay, again, not surprising. Added some Thomas Rhett there, obviously. Still Zach Brown Band. That's when Ben Platt must have dropped his album because he popped up here. And then this was my beginning obsession with The Morning Toast, which is my favorite podcast. And I'm obsessed. Literally obsessed. And then summer we'll go into.
Oh, I also have Quinn 92. I say Quinn XCI, but everyone says Quinn 92 here.
Did you know that Quinn XCI came last year to Elon?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it because I'm jealous.
Okay.
Spring, I love him. Like, I listen to him constantly, too.
What was your summer vibe like?
Let's see. My summer vibes. I had Chelsea Cutler, not surprising. Marky Bassey, also not surprising. He just dropped an album. And Taylor Swift's new album, which I actually really liked. So, that makes perfect sense as well.
I'm honestly not a Taylor Swift stan, so I can't
I'm not either.
Relate.
I just really liked that album.
I think she's awesome. I think it's hilarious she can't dance. Yeah. I think her whole thing with her record label and how she doesn't have the rights to her music is terrible, but
so depressing.
I'm honestly not educated enough on it, so I can't talk about
it. It's really screwed up, actually. That made me really frustrated. I'm not even a Taylor Swift stan. I've honestly not heard best things, like great things about her, but I just loved that album. It was really good, very well written.
Okay, so my summer, which makes so much sense, it was two albums were country, so we have Luke Combs, obviously, because he's my favorite. Thomas Rhett, again. Gavin DeGraw, which, again, makes sense because I went to his concert this summer. And then Heavily, The Morning Toast, which also is on brand for me because every single day I drove to work in the town over. So that was approximately 20 minutes of the car. So I listened to The Morning Toast on the way there, and I listened to The Morning Toast on the way back. So I was Heavily Morning Toast, I'd say.
All right, fall. Tell me about your fall.
Okay, my fall was... definitely Ben Platt. Literally, it's all Ben Platt. It's literally Ben Platt twice, Zach Brown Band, and then Morning Toast again. I think the funny, I wouldn't say this is a sad aspect, but in the beginning of the year, when we first got to college, how do I explain this well? When I was in high school, I had no problem being alone, and I was talking to my friends about this when we came home for Thanksgiving, but we all kind of agreed that we're not that great at being alone anymore just because, we love being alone in high school, and I think that was due to the reason that even when you're home alone, you're not actually alone, your parents are there, maybe your dog is there, and it's, where you're comfortable, you grew up there, and I can't be alone at school.
I can be alone at school, I think. I just never get really a chance to.
Unless I'm studying.
I don't like being alone, though, because then I start thinking about all my problems in my life, and then I have, an existential crisis, so I just don't do it.
So my reasoning to bring that up is because there was a lot of Morning Toast going on here, because when I would get up for either our 8 a.m. or... not usually my 10:50 because my roommate also gets up. It must have been for the 8 a.m. I would listen to The Morning Toast as soon as I rolled out of my bed because I hated being there in the dark, alone.
For my fall, I listened to so much music too, actually. I would put in my AirPods constantly.
See? It helps, guys.
I had my top listen to was actually one of my own playlists, my September playlist. I was just going through it that month, you know?
Do you remember?
The 21st night.
September. Okay, sorry. We're not great.
We're not good singers.
Okay, I think we talked a little bit. We got our Spotify Wrap. I thought that was so interesting. I'd love to know other
people's
Spotify
Wrap. Yeah, guys, I want to listen to your Spotify Wrap playlist. Send them my way, please.
Also, can we talk about the fact that there is so much clout behind people having a lot of followers on their, like, Spotify playlist?
I love Spotify.
Right? So much clout. You're like, oh, everyone's following my playlist.
When people follow my playlist, I can, like, see when... You can see when the people you follow listen to your playlists or whatever they're listening to.
Oh, it's hilarious.
And it brings me so much joy. So if you're listening to this and you listen to my playlist on Spotify, I appreciate you because it's a confidence booster.
Literally. Okay. So something that YouTube has now implemented, which I think is super interesting, is they've given their creators the ability to look at them... not look at themselves, but look at their videos in the past couple of years. So one of my favorite YouTubers, I was watching her this morning, and I saw that she was looking at her past videos from December 1st every single year. And I think it was really interesting to kind of see yourself grow up in almost your own eyes, because you're vlogging and you're doing the camera work, so it's not like in someone else's eyes. But it was like her, I think, December of 2014, and she was applying to college, and she was so stressed out. And then you go to the next year, and she's a freshman in college, you know, figuring her life out. Next year, she has a new boyfriend. You know, the next year, she doesn't have that boyfriend. It was just funny to see her kind of grow up through the lens. But I think this is a really interesting aspect to talk about, kind of looking back on memories, because I know sometimes that can be kind of a sad subject for people, or things that people don't want to talk about because your life is so different. But Lily, want to?
I feel like for me, like, my Snapchat memories are kind of reflective of, like, stages of my life. Honestly, like, the ones from a year and 2 years ago, I feel like I'm pretty much the same person. I feel like I've gotten a little more, like, confident, like, better, like, adjusted with myself, which is good, but, you know, sometimes it's sad, like, because there's people that you see in those memories that you wish you were still, like, a part, that were still a part of your life, but then there's also people that you see and you're like, oh, I'm really glad that I'm no longer hanging out with them, and then you see people that you continue to hang out with, so.
Do you think the people that you hang out with kind of determine your personality in that moment?
I personally don't, just because I don't really think my personality changes that much based on who I'm around, but I think other people maybe.
I think it totally depends on who you're friends with at what time. So I think that my friends, quote, maybe during junior year were definitely different than the friends I have now. Or even if they're not different, like, maybe my personality is, per se. But I've gone through definitely a bunch of friendships that, quote, have ended or haven't worked out in the end, just because either the two people have changed in the relationship, just because obviously it is a two-way street. But I think, like, friendships kind of are, like, whatever, significant other relationships, they're all depending on, like, mutual respect and how much time, obviously, you want to spend with the other person. So I think in the same way that relationships end, friendships also end. And it's obviously sad to see them go sometimes, but for at least some of the friendships that I kind of have stepped out of or have kind of looked away from, I wouldn't say they were toxic, but, like, I just saw myself not having a great time with, like, that person we were hanging out, or didn't really give me good vibes in that moment. So that was some of the reasons why I didn't keep some friendships alive.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I think that some friendships are good, some friendships are not. And, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
I think it also just depends literally who you spend your time with. Like, I think it's just different in college because you physically meet so many different people and your schedules have to overlap with specific people to be able to spend time together. But in high school, it's so different. Like, you're all in the same building all the time, and then you're usually free or doing the same activities after school. So I think you couldn't really get away from some people, per se. And in college, it's super, super different.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You really have to make an effort, man.
You really do.
To see people here, gotta be like, hey, Doba.
Doba, oh my god, I love Doba.
I know, our Doba addiction every single episode. We should get
actually
sponsored.
I kind of want it now.
Okay, well, can hop on over there. Okay, so I think that kind of memory aspect is interesting because people all see it in different views, but especially with Snapchat memories, I think it's funny how everyone's kind of looking back. I know that we talked a little bit before about how everyone's emphasizing this, like, you know, end of the decade and starting of a new one, but let's just rewind here. We have Spotify Wrapped, which literally gives you the music that you play. Now YouTube is looking back on their creators and every single year they've recorded. Snapchat, you can look at your memories. Does Instagram have anything you can look at memories other than your entire
feed?
They have
an archive thing, I think.
Do they? Oh, on, you know what's so freaky on Instagram? You can look at the pictures you've literally liked from years. Like, have you seen that?
No.
It's in your settings. Like, you can just go and keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I'm sure if I scrolled for, like, 2 hours, I'd still be in my likes from, like, 2 weeks ago.
I definitely think.
Like, I like everything. And if I don't, sorry.
Sorry about it. Can't help it.
I think memories are important. Do you have a journal? That's actually a good question. Do you have a diary or a journal?
I've had one that I tried to keep at the beginning of the year just because, you know, life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really keep up very well with it. I don't know. I get uncomfortable because it feels like I'm writing to myself. And yeah. It's just weird and, like, cheesy and annoying. But I feel like I need to keep one more so I can, like, look back on it.
My Aunt Cheryl, I love her. She gave me this book. I think it was like not a five-minute journal. I think it was a 5-year journal, and it had a prompt every single day. And then the idea was like to do the whole journal and then like keep it the next year so that underneath there was room for like the next year, the next year, the next year. So that when you're writing your statement from this prior year, you can look back and see what you wrote the year before. I think that was really interesting. I can't say I stuck with it just because I think life got in the way, but I think that was really, I love looking back. I love looking at the difference between yourself one day and the other. I think you change so much in literally matters of hours as opposed to years. Like, think about yourself. What were you like 10 years ago?
Girl, I don't even know. I was eight
years old. Like, that's crazy. What grade are you when you're eight?
So I was in second third. Grade? I was in third or fourth grade, because I was young.
I honestly don't know anything. I don't know. I think time is crazy. I think the people that come into your lives, people that leave your lives are so, you know, they change based off of
the year. I know, it's so bizarre.
It's crazy, but your parents are always there.
I'm scared.
I know. Okay, so now that we've talked about memories, we're talking about some more serious news, political news. I know we don't try to talk about our political standpoints here at...
Should I do my disclaimer?
I'm a big girl now, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a disclaimer here. I simply despise the current person who occupies space and wastes breath and air in the White House. So if you disagree with me, then you might not want to listen to this. If you agree with me, you might not want to either, just because politics can be annoying. But we're going to talk about it, and you got to get used to it because it's a hot topic these days.
It's life.
It's life, and it's happening. But what we wanted to talk about was the impeachment trials, and most specifically, Kamala Harris dropping out of the Democratic presidential race, and Trump tweeting that he will miss her and saying, "We will miss you, Kamala."
So basically what happened is Lily and I are, I think we are pretty politically involved. I know I was definitely more involved back in 2016 when the elections were happening, but I don't even know. I don't know how to explain the fact. I don't know. It's not that I'm lazy. I just think that these impeachment trials are kind of crazy and have been going on for a while. And I think everyone's just trying to say that Trump is guilty, which I 100% agree he is. But the fact that they have to go through the court system and I don't want to say waste money, but just like all this time and effort is going into it. Like, can we just, I don't know. I feel like he's leaving soon. And if he doesn't, I'm going to throw up. But the point is that Senator Kamala Harris, she's from California. She basically dropped out of the race, and Trump tweeted something like, "Kamala, we'll miss you." And she responded saying, "Don't worry, Mr. President, I'll see you at your trial."
And first, before we even get into the trial part, can he not just say Senator Harris? I mean, could he really just not use her title or even Miss Harris? He's just, oh, Kamala. Like, God forbid somebody called him Donald.
I think it's hilarious when, I don't like to say President Trump just because I don't disgusting, either. But I feel like at the beginning, at least when he just became elected and it was so obvious that people didn't want to put those two and two together, people are like, why can't you just call him by his real name? Like, he is the president. Like, you know that, right?
I'm like, I'm very well aware that he's the president. That doesn't mean he deserves the title of it just because he is it.
That's a good comeback, actually. Should have used that back in the day.
Use it.
Okay, so this whole impeachment trial thing is obviously a really big deal in the news, and everyone has their own opinion on it. But just to clarify, people don't really read too much of the news and don't have the time because, like I said, we're part of, you know, finals week, and finals week is stressful. Basically, I was reading this article that my dad sent me, and this is a direct quote that said that the way Trump and his top advisors responded to the Russia attack set in motion a crisis that would consume his White House, and it led to the investigation of the president himself for obstruction of justice. So the reason why he's being he's under these impeachment trials and why he is being investigated is because of this obstruction of justice and the ability or the lack of ability for the White House to actually elect him on a good I don't know how to explain it. Basically, he got there for obvious interesting reasons, you know, having to do with Russia, and now I think it's finally catching up to him. But how do you feel about these trials, Lily?
To me, I think I don't know exactly how much good is going to come out of it, but again, when I think about it, I think it's less about like just wanting him out of office, because obviously we know the replacement, Mike Pence, is not any better.
Yeah.
But I think it's the premise behind it, and the fact that what happened, what he's been doing, is unconstitutional. And the way that he was elected was unconstitutional. And I think it would honestly be really negligent and really embarrassing if we didn't have impeachment proceedings, because this is a very much an impeachable, like, offense.
Mm-hmm. But what are the odds that he actually gets impeached prior to the election happening?
I think he will be impeached, and then I think it's going to be hectic chaos, nightmare. We're probably going to have a government shutdown again.
Again.
And it's just going to be a mess. So I don't know what good's going to come of it, to be honest.
I felt so bad for all the government workers who were literally working without getting paid, or they weren't working and they weren't getting paid and they technically didn't have a job. The government was shut down for the longest time in history last year, and I remember in AP Gov, every single day we'd walk in and on the whiteboard, my gov teacher would, you know, like, have a countdown or a count up, I guess. And it was like, oh, the longest, like, we, when it surpassed the longest shutdown in history, didn't have a celebration because that would be ridiculous. Gross. But no, it wasn't a celebration. He doesn't like Trump. But it was more of like, this is crazy. Like, how are we letting this happen? But all the TSA agents, like, they were not getting paid.
No. And I would be afraid to fly.
Yeah. Not safe. Well, okay, so now that we've talked about the impeachment trials, I know we don't try to touch on all these things just because Lily and I are not political science majors and we're not 100%.
We're not, but if you are one, just look at your notes next time you need to vote.
I liked that tweet.
Great tweet.
Great tweet. Okay, so moving on from the impeachment trials, we kind of wanted to go off of the fact that I think we're going to have one more episode before we go on break, and that should come up next week. So I think this is probably the second to last podcast, or just the first time last time. I know. We're going to talk about the semester ending and kind of the year ending and just wrapping it up. We're going to stay on brand with the whole Spotify Wrapped and kind of touch on all that kind of stuff. So how do you feel about the semester, Lily? What's changed? What's not changed?
I would say I think I've become a lot less, like, anxious about my personal life, I think. Does that make sense? Like, I think so. I get more anxious about school, but I definitely feel like I've kind of just decided to figure stuff out when I go home and, like, not really worry about much at school, which is good because I think there's only so many things you can control in this life. And I don't know. I just learned that I think it's better to, like, let things go than hold on to them. I think that's just, like, unhealthy. I think that I also have just kind of learned more to, like, be myself, I guess, in college, because there's no popularity contest, none of that. Like, this is college. This is where you need to, like, really be yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're paying to be here, so, like, why would you be anything that you're not?
That's been really fun. That should be quotable.
Thanks.
You're
quotable.
Paying to be here. Just be yourself.
I'm a big girl now. Quotes.
I think... Should I talk about how I think you've changed? I don't know. It's hard for me to see how you've changed. Just because I've only known you for a couple of months, so I can't really say how you've changed. I think that you always came in confident. Obviously, the whole sickness.
Thanks, Broski.
The sickness ability kind of threw you for a loop. I think the roommate thing threw you for a loop. But I think we're ending this semester definitely, for me specifically, better than I started it. I think that I've never really been that anxious about my personal life, per se, but I think school-wise, in high school, everything was so, I don't want to say not worth anything, because, like, junior and senior year, obviously, were a huge deal, and some parts sophomore and freshman year were as well, but I think grade-wise, in high school, there were so many little assignments and so many little tests that kind of accumulated and became your final grade, and obviously, that was a full year worth of classes, as opposed to college, where we got thrown in and there literally is no busy work, and in many classes you're teaching yourself all the material.
Yeah.
And we have so many big projects and semester-long projects, as opposed to having small ones that, like, you know, are much less points and don't mean as much to your overall grade. So I think for me specifically, I was not prepared for that, and I was not prepared for the amount of pressure that would come with all these different projects and research papers and all the like. So I think just looking back, I wish I came in more prepared. I don't even know how high school would prepare you more for that, just because, like, I have written papers and I have written research papers, and I think it's just the difference between high school and college. But other than that, I don't know. How do you think I've changed?
I don't know, because I was scared of you at first.
Oh, my God.
I think we just kind of, like, have become, I think you've become, like, better, like, adjusted, huh? What?
Yeah, no.
I think you become better adjusted, and I think we both have become, like, I don't want to say, like, we cared more about what people thought of us, like, early, because I don't really think we did.
Yeah.
But, like, I think we just kind of become more, like, it's going to sound kind of bad, like, more intolerant of people we don't want to be around, which, like, honestly, like, I don't think that's bad because I don't want to waste my time and my life spending time with people that I don't want to spend time with, so.
I think my patience has gone down.
Yeah, I do, too.
Which is a terrible thing.
It's really bad.
But I think also, like, not in the friend aspect, I think in things like these different communications shows that we're a part of and just, like, extracurriculars, I think I just realize, like, if you're not yourself and you're not putting in your best effort, like, literally, why are you there, you know?
Yeah.
So I think letting people know kind of who you are and what you think and not being scared. I don't know. I think it's a huge difference when you're coming in as a freshman. You're not really a freshman. You're still basically in high school and you're trying to adapt being away from home for the first time. And think about it. We've been here for, what, almost 4 months? Like, I feel like when you first walked into the newsroom or even, like, the studio today, like, didn't you feel so different than you did sitting there?
Oh, definitely.
Than you did the first day when we were looking at ENN. We were so scared.
By far.
But I don't know. I'd say wrapping up the semester, we've learned a ton. I'm so excited for classes to be over. I'm so excited to relax. Because Thanksgiving was not relaxing for me. I don't know about you.
Thanksgiving was a really stressful time. I had homework. You know, my life was interesting. So definitely not a good time for me, to say
but
the least.
Everyone,
it's going to be great over winter break.
Get your hands ready to clap for us. We are officially done with public speaking.
Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, Mark Fox.
I cannot comprehend. I mean, actually, I can comprehend. We talk about it all the time. I had so much anxiety with that class, and it is officially over, and we've officially gotten it done.
The fact that we survived that class is actually remarkable.
I think so. We should get
an award. I was sweating so much.
We just had our final speech. We both went on Monday, which I think in the moment kind of sucked just because it was the day after Thanksgiving, and we had to have all of our stuff together, but after that class, I was like, I'm literally done with public speaking forever. I mean, not forever, because, you know. Mm-hmm. Presentations and real world experience. What else did we learn this semester? I think we learned different life skills. Did we learn how to cook? No. Did I learn how to keep up being organized and clean in my room? Yes.
This is true. And I learned how to, like, I don't know, be good at that. So
I think, yeah, that made a big difference. Like, actually making my bed every morning. I think also, which is gonna sound really stupid now, but when I first came home for fall break, I don't know how to explain this. Our beds are obviously much higher than they are at home. So my bed, I guess, is aggressively low to the ground at my house. So when I first came home for fall break, I literally woke up and I thought I was on the ground. Like, that's how freaked out I was. But at home, I guess I don't move that much in my sleep at home because, like, you know how you get out of bed and the sheets and, like, the comforter aren't really changed, whatever, they're not moved. And then at school, everything's on the floor. So
if I'm being honest with you, I am, like, so bad at sleeping at home because my bed is bigger. So I, like, move around more.
That's funny.
So I don't sleep well at all.
I think I feel like as of prior to last night sleeping, I would have said, I wouldn't say I have insomnia. I think that junior and senior year, I would get really stressed about things that I had to do the next day or a test or something for yearbook or just, I don't know. I was just constantly going through the different stuff that I had to do in my head right before I went to bed. And in college, I literally haven't really done that. Or if I did, I was kind of was able to shut off my brain and fall asleep. And last night was the first night that I couldn't fall asleep. I don't even know if it was because of the stuff I had to do. I think it must have been just because of the comp final that we have to do. But I couldn't fall asleep last night. And that was, if you've ever talked to me, that is my least favorite thing, is when you're laying in bed and you can't fall asleep. Find me something that's worse than that.
No, I totally agree.
You can't, because I wouldn't, I mean, I guess now you can't say you're all alone. I feel like at home, it was, if you can't sleep, you're in your bed and you've obviously been there for a while and you're not going to go wake up your parents because they don't care and you're not going to go wake up your brother because he doesn't care. But at school, I know I have my roommate, but I'm not going to wake up for her. Like, I'm just sad and I can't fall asleep.
No.
What am I supposed to do?
I listen to sad music, so I've decided to start watching TV instead so I don't get sad.
Okay, but TV's, I do that too, and usually that works. I also can't, this sounds so stupid, I can't watch specific TV shows before going to bed because they literally rile me up.
I'm weak.
Is that not the same with you? I used to watch Prison Break. Have you ever seen that?
Prison Break? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, great show. And I genuinely, this is at home, this is not at school because I don't watch it anymore. It's off Netflix, so basically that was terrible. But Prison Break riles me up so much because I want him to get out of prison and I want him to break out of prison. So I would, like, my heart would beat so fast
and God.
I would get so intense. So I was like, okay, this is the worst thing for me.
I feel like that's how I feel with, like, Criminal Minds and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once I start, I watch one, I watch all.
I'm trying to think of what I did. If you have any tips as to how to fall asleep quickly, let me know. I should have taken melatonin before bed. I get that, but I didn't and that was my mistake. What are your tips? I think I try to not to drink a lot of water because that usually obviously makes me have to pee. What else do I do?
Stay hydrated, girlfriend.
I think last night I got into bed, I turned my lights off, I was watching TV, and it was the kind of sleep that, like, I fell asleep, but then I'd wake up, like, 20 minutes later every single time.
Yeah.
So I think I started off watching TV, and then I woke up. And then I grabbed my headphones, and I started listening to, like, have you ever heard of these sleep stories?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. So they're, I think, the app Calm. Yeah, I was just on Spotify because that was the quickest thing I could find on my phone. But there are these sleep stories that are basically just bedtime stories for children, except they're basically for adults, for you to fall asleep. So last night I started listening to Alice in Wonderland, and it was a guy, and he has a very relaxing voice, and it was deep. And, you know, I guess I fell asleep to that, and then I woke up again probably, like, 20 minutes later. And then I think I got up, took a melatonin at, like, literally 2 in the morning, which is not great, which makes sense, Lily, as to why I looked dead this morning.
You did not look dead this morning. Don't be mean to yourself.
And I think I started reading, and then I passed out after that. So if you guys ever want any tips, I'd say, some people say drink tea before bed. There's, like, sleepy time tea. Obviously, if you really need to, take melatonin before bed. It kind of just gives you peace of mind. I'd say reading for me kind of does it because the words get all blurry, and then I fall asleep. TV you're not really supposed to do. Sleep stories help. I don't know. All these, the amount of times that you Google, like, what to do, or the amount of times that I Google what to do when you can't fall asleep is disgusting.
Yeah, no, I do that a lot. I had, like, actual insomnia.
Yeah.
For a while, so that was fun.
What was your, like, what did you do to get over it, or what were your biggest tips when you couldn't fall asleep?
I didn't have any. Like, I can't give you any, because I don't know how I got rid of it. I feel like I was dependent on NyQuil maybe for a little bit, which is terrible.
That's bad.
So. But I'm okay. I just don't really sleep often.
So today we were studying for our final. I don't even know if I actually told you this. We were studying for our final, our comm final in the conference room, our favorite place ever. It's so relaxing. And Lily, I guess, decided, you know, we had a lot to do today after all of our classes ended and we were studying and we had to be somewhere. And I think at that point it was like we had to be somewhere in 45 minutes. So Lily took it upon herself to fall asleep on the floor.
I was tired, okay?
No, it was precious, and I thought it was hilarious. And I think that just goes into the fact that napping is a skill.
I found out that my professor walked in and saw me asleep on the floor.
So I
that's
actually,
good.
I can attest to that. So basically what happened was the conference room is all glass, and on one of the sides, obviously, there you open the door. So he opens the door, and I genuinely started talking to him about one of the articles that I was confused about. And then, whatever, he was looking at Anna and I, and then I was like, oh, like, Lily's behind me. And he was like, what? And he, like, looks underneath the table, and he was like, is that Lily Gardner?
Yep.
I was like,
it's me.
Uh-huh. He was like, that's hilarious. She's just sleeping there. I was like, she's tired. Leave her alone. And he was like, okay, bye.
Yeah, it was an interesting time. I was very, very sleepy, and I just really needed, like, a power nap.
Did it work?
It did a little bit. I was listening to my music. It felt good.
Were you actually asleep?
Yeah, no, like, I was asleep.
That is so funny. I literally left the room to go change and grab headphones for this event, and I came back and she was wide awake.
So, that's how you do it.
Did Anna wake you up, or did you wake up on
your
own?
I woke up on my own.
You know, the floor is not too comfortable.
It was fine.
Needed a pillow?
I had my jacket as a pillow. So that was nice, actually. That was a good power nap. I might do that again sometime.
In the conference room.
Yeah, though. I actually like
nowhere
that.
Else. Exclusively the conference
room. Exclusively.
Exclusively the conference room. Anyway, do we have anything else to embark on our lovely podcasters?
Do we have anything else to discuss? Finals? We already did that.
I don't know. I feel like people are going to ask us for advice on finals. Like, I don't even have advice. I think it's so dependent.
I can't give you advice on finals because I don't know how I'm going to do on mine.
But what's your biggest tip for, like, finals or midterms? Like, we did have tests earlier.
I, like, make a Quizlet, actually. That was, like, the best thing I can say. It says, especially in our comm class, you just need to know how to apply concepts to, like, larger issues and stuff like that.
Which I'm terrible at, by the way. Terrible.
So the Quizlet really helped me, like, understand the concepts.
I think it totally depends on the professor. Some professors totally base their tests off of textbooks or specifically readings. And in our class, it's a lot of readings. It's a lot of material on PowerPoints. And it's a lot of your class notes. So if you're, quote, actively participating in class, you'll be totally fine for the final. And you'll have all your notes to kind of study off of. But that still is hours and hours and hours of work that I still have to put in.
Hours and hours.
And then you add more hours to that. And
we're struggling.
When I'll be ready. It's a hard life. How do you... I'm not balancing my schedule well at all. I have not worked out since we've gotten back to school.
Yeah, I haven't been able to work out, but that's because finals is kicking my butt.
And it's also the fact that I was talking to my roommate about this. I guess a lot of other schools have, quote, reading days,
mm-hmm.
which is when the classes don't actually, so it's after your classes end, but it's right before the finals start. So most people aren't supposed to have like a final on Monday or something like that. And then they have that day to read and kind of
I think
stress.
It's usually in between. So like instead of having, like we have a weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is essentially supposed to be our reading days. But instead they like end class on Wednesday, have a reading day Thursday and start their finals on Friday.
Interesting. Okay, what's so weird, my friend who goes to Tulane, she has a final on Sunday. What does that mean?
I know, I have someone that has one on Saturday.
Do the professors have to come in on Saturday?
I don't know what happens exactly.
Actually, they must, because all of our professors are coming in for our final. At least mine are. I don't know. That's so weird. But the whole point of the reading day is, like, obviously not to stress about classes, but I think just, you know, grab all your notes, try not to stress. That's the worst advice ever. I am so stressed right now. But I also think, oh, my point was that with the reading day, it's kind of supposed to be, you know, like a break in your schedule almost. Mm-hmm. And I think at least Lily and I are probably, you know, busier than the average freshman at this point. But should we just run through my schedule? I got to design the newspaper for the first part of the week, and I had classes. And then on Wednesday night, so last night, we had Elon After Hours, which is like the SNL show that we're part of. And then today, after studying and classes and meetings, we went to Elon, what is it, one-on-one sports?
One-on-one sports.
Which Lily is the new social media chair for.
What?
So I went to go get her some moral support on that one. But I think if other people, you know, aren't part of all these clubs and broadcasting networks, they'd probably have the time to work out, I'd say.
I just have no time. Like, today, I woke up, I went to class, I went to breakfast, then I went and did my homework for a little bit, then I went and changed my clothes, got my car, went to Target to get Secret Santa stuff.
Oh yeah, we did Secret Santa.
We did Secret Santa today. That was really fun. Went to Pandora's to get a Secret Santa gift. Went to Maggie's room to get her Secret Santa gift. Went to Secret Santa. A lot of secret. How many times can I say Secret Santa in one episode? Then I did homework. Then I took a nap. Then I went to one-on-one sports. And then I am now recording this podcast after we had dinner. And after this, I'm going to go change, and then I'm going out again.
I need to shower.
I feel that.
Yeah. You know it's bad when you don't have time to shower.
That's, like, the worst. That's the worst indicator.
And then I'm going to go study, because that's what education
is. You need to take a break, I think. You can't just keep studying this much. It's going to overwhelm your brain. You're not going to remember anything.
Well, from us here at Elon, if your brain is overwhelmed, take a break and listen to some music from your Spotify
Or our
rap.
Podcast.
Or our podcast. Oh, my God. Great idea. Okay, I think this is our ending.
This is our farewell tour.
Thank you so much for listening. We are recording something really special tomorrow. So
super special, super fun, super exciting. Stay tuned.
Yeah, look out for that. And if you don't hear from us until, I guess, after our Christmas break, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. If you don't celebrate anything, enjoy your break.
Happy atheism. Yeah.
My family is, I think, pretty atheist. We celebrate Christmas.
We'll have to figure that out. Okay. Thank you so much
Merry
for
Christmas.
Tuning in, guys. See you later.
Bye.